This is halacha which you really have to learn together with Simin Kufay and Dalet, as the Rambam tells you. And certain things are taka different. Halacha lemaisa. The Mechaber says that Birchas Yain shall kiddush poiteres Yain shall b'seich hasudo. Veinu toyim bracha lacheret Birchas Mazon perchos Vein shal alchais Vein shen alchais. Two halachas here. That basically the two halachas we don't pasken like. We're choishish not this way. The first halacha is that the Birchas of Yain of kiddush patres Yain shall b'seich hasudo. That means that even though it's not a chelik of the suda, it was before your suda, you made your brei priya gafen. Nevertheless, when it comes to your suda, first of all, when a person has a suda and he doesn't make kiddush beforehand, that's davar pashut, that is a mighty lechem in arts, does not pater brei priya gafen. And therefore he has to make a brei priya gafen. However, if she made kiddush beforehand, even though it's not a chelik of the suda, it paters the wine in the suda. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kufayin Dalet, that b'vindinatena enu, elu, it's only in a place where the minig is that they used to drink wine during the suda. However, since the standard is that we drink Coke and orange juice and seltzer, the Mela, unless you add das on it, then in a chanami, it does not pater the wine with techa suda. Because generally, people do not drink. Certainly, there are people that definitely do drink. Those people, the stomach of the Mosa is, they're going to have wine, and the stomach of the Mosa is, and the chura, the guest, is telling the das of the balabais, and if the balabais is planning on bringing out to the guest also. However, for a regular person, it's not planning on having, and then he chaps, like, after he decides he's going to have a lechaim afterwards, then, his guest asks him, maybe you have some wine that we could have, and he brings it out. Then in the Chanami, according to Mishnah Berurah, the Mashmoy says you'd have to make a new bracha. He says it doesn't pater unless you were mechav and lehedya. Not to put away the wine, but they're not drinking any wine during the Suda. That's what they had to drink. They have. You have to realize that they had.
They were being kind to each other in the morning.
Yeah, there's definitely certain people that do that. The question is if that applies. Okay, either way, it's totally in. L'chur, what's the sum of the milk? What's your das? Amela, if your das is like that, otherwise, just this halacha, it should be clear that this halacha is only if that's the sum of the milsa. If it's not the sum of the milsa, says the Mishnah Berurah, then it would not apply. The second halacha also, Birchas Hamazon paters the yain from before the suda, that also, the Biur Halacha and Siman Kufayin Dalet says them really machlokes Rishonim. Because the Birchas Hamazon paters everything that was part of the suda. The Kiddush was not part of the suda. It's Bo Machmas HaSuda. Therefore, this machlokes Rishonim is considered as a chapter. This is not chapter of the suda. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says a few different etzos of what to do. But if you have some wine during the suda, then certainly it paters it, because the bracha that you made before the suda paters the wine in the suda, and your Birchas Hamazon paters that wine. It's all considered, it's all connected. However, if you don't have wine during the suda, then the Mishnah Berurah says, Betzim, you should have in mind by your Birchas Hamazon to pater the wine from before the suda. You should have in mind ahead of you. That's what he says in Chatchila. But if you have it, certainly you're going to be Yotze, that's the way the Mechaber passes, which says it's not Pashit, it's Mechlagis Yishenim, therefore the Chatchila one should have in mind, unless you drank wine during the suda. That's with regard to Sif Yud. Reishayin Gimel is Kiddush Mochum Suda. Ain Kiddush Al Mochum Suda. And now the Mechaber brings down a bunch of different shitas of what's considered b'mokim. One, Mipina Lepina is considered the same room. The Chatchila, you shouldn't move anywhere. Some people say as long as you can see the place, even if it's in a different room. Some people say if you had das, that's enough, even if you can't see the next room. L'alach l'maisa, the way that it seems to come out from the Mishnah Berurah is that L'chatchila, one should be Mekadesh Mamish in the same place that he's planning on having a Suda. Therefore, the same place mamash means that Mishnah Berurah says with regard to the halachas of shinu mokim within four amens. That means ba'etzim you should hear kiddush in the place that you're sitting down. A lot of times people go to hear kiddush somewhere and then they sit back down on their seat. Lechatchila one should really sit in the same, even in the same room, and you can see it. Lechatchila one should really be sitting in the spot where he's going to eat. That's lechatchila, the place that he should be mekadesh. Now, if he had das to go to another part of the room, that's also fine. Lechatchila, it's fine to do that. If you didn't have das, then it's a question whether or not you should go mipino lipino. But certainly, if you had das too, then it's certainly not a problem. Not only that, the Bir Halacha comes out that if you had das and you could see the makim, then you could even go to a different room. You can make a kiddush in the kitchen, and then afterwards go to the dining room. You go to the lachur if you're marpeset and your sukkah's on your marpeset lachur. That would be the same thing. Mishabur talks about a sukkah over here lachur. That would have a din of a cheder lecheder. What? Lechatchila, you're supposed to do dalad amis. In the same cheder is considered pino lepino, which all machaber says that that's considered the same place. Mishabur says it's not so simple. So machlekes rishonim. Therefore, lechatchila you should have das. If you have das, then even if it's in a different room, and you can, as long as you can see that room, that's also lechatchila. Do that room. Ah, do you have to see where you're standing? So Shlomo Zalman says, that's machlekes. Shlomo Zalman says, as long as you can see the room, and you don't actually have to see the room. As long as you could see the room, if your back is facing the other way, says the Shmuel Shabbos Chasa, then that's fine. That's also, you don't have to actually look at it. As long as you could see it, that's already considered. Says what? Even if you don't see it? By us?
If the door is closed, it's still shining.
That's what they talk about. What happens if the door is closed? That's a good question. I saw a little bit of hack about that. What's the story if the door is closed? Is that considered as if you can't see the makim or not? I saw the Dirshu actually brought that down. He brought down people that recited that it's a problem. That is. The Shaila happens. What happens? Bachrim in yeshiva. They want to hear Kiddush. They don't have wine. They go down to the dining room to hear Kiddush. And then they go upstairs and have their Suda in the same building. Lechatchila one should not do that. Unless he's going to take his. He'll have some mezainis downstairs. You could have a kizayis mezainis downstairs to be here to your Kiddush Makom Suda and have das to go upstairs afterwards. That's okay. However, if you didn't and you went upstairs, you ate it. V'cheinikr, the Ramah Paskins anywhere in the same building as Beseda. Lechatchila, Mishabur says, one should not do that unless you had das and you can see the place. But if you can't see the place, then even if you had das, it's not lechatchila to go to a different room in the same building. And therefore, to get out of the problem, Mishabur says the best thing to do is to mekayim the din of Kiddush Makom Suda right where you are, which is either a day drinking a reviz or a day having a kizayis. That way you mekayim the din of Kiddush Makom Suda.